Chapter 16. Ashtavakra instructs further that the beatitude of the Atman is gained by merely forgetting everything, all the non-self. The state of supreme bliss is the state of objectless awareness, devoid of effort of any kind. To abide in it, one must remain freed of likes and dislikes, I and mine and thoughts.
Ashtavakra said, "My child, you may speak upon or listen to various scriptures again and again, but you cannot be established in the self until you forget everything. O wise one, you may enjoy or work or practice mental concentration, but your mind will still yearn for that which is beyond all objects and in which all desires are extinguished. All are miserable due to effort, but no one realizes this. Through this instruction alone, the Blessed One attains emancipation. Happiness belongs to none other than that master idler for whom even opening and closing the eyes is an affliction. When the mind is freed from such pairs of opposites as this is done and that is not done, it becomes indifferent to religious merit, worldly prosperity, sensual desire, and liberation. One who abhors sense objects becomes unattached. One who hankers after sense objects becomes attached to them. But he who does not reject and does not hold on is neither unattached nor attached. As long as desire, which is the abode of the state of indiscrimination, continues, there will verily be the sense of attraction and aversion, which is the branch and sprout of samsara. Acting begets attachment. Abstention from action begets aversion. The man of wisdom, like a child, is free from the pairs of opposites and is thus established. One who is attached to the world wants to renounce it in order to avoid suffering. But one without attachment is free from suffering and does not feel miserable even in the world. One who has an egoistic feeling towards liberation and considers even the body as his own is neither a jnani nor a yogi. He only suffers. Let even Shiva, Vishnu, or the lotus-born Brahma be your instructor. But until you forget everything, you cannot be established in the self."